63-year-old Ken Antrobus lives in a 9-by-7-foot tent on the Cook Street sidewalk at Kaka'ako Makai Gateway Park. He's one of about two dozen people who will have to vacate that sidewalk. Antrobus came here 4 months ago from Nevada to work as an electrician, but hasn't been hired yet.
There's a lot of cranes, a lot of new construction going on without a job. It's expensive. Even the YMCA is $50 a night. Everything else is high dollar. Well, I just have to wait for my name to come up on the list if it comes up soon. If not, like I said, we all got to go.
Antrobus is a Navy veteran. He owns a car and receives early retirement benefits of about $1,000 a month. Meanwhile, next door at Kaka'ako Waterfront Park, 59-year-old Tony Sardina is putting his surfboard into the back of his SUV. He's a retired electrician who has surfed at Point Panic since the mid-1970s. He says the homeless have no place to go.
If you was to drive through where the camps are, you feel sorry for them. Yeah. So sometimes I'll buy like monopole, I'll drop them off to some guys, you know. It's not going to bother me where I'm going to go over there and tell them, hey, find a place to live already. Because, you know, it can happen to anybody. It can happen to me, it can happen to you. Yeah. Just how luck.
28-year-old Graham Donaldson lives down the street and comes to Kaka'ako Waterfront Park to body surf. He works as a server in a pub and says he doesn't mind paying taxes to help the homeless.
We need socialized systems to help the people who are mentally ill, people who have drug problems, and the people that just can't find a regular living situation here. I'm a socialist through and through, really. You take care of your fellow man, it's your job.
Meanwhile, the state is working with homeless service providers to move people out of emergency and transitional shelters. The governor's coordinator on homelessness, Scott Morishige, says service providers are working to move people into permanent housing.
Last week, they actually went to the Kaka'ako area. In addition to the outreach workers, they also brought individuals from Legal Aid, from Helping Hands Hawaii, to help address individuals who did not have their ID to help them be able to replace or obtain it, and also to help people connect to basic benefits such as food stamps.
But Antrobus says he doesn't need public assistance, nor does he have to live in an emergency shelter. He says he's on his last leg and will probably move on.
Well, I got to go to Las Vegas because that's where my car is. And from there, we'll probably go wherever the work is on the mainland. It's just a matter of just surviving and getting along, and one must not get all upset. And just put up with it and enjoy life.
There are an estimated 300 homeless people living in the Kaka'ako encampment. More than one-third includes children and families. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.